Hey, good to be with you today. I think you might get a kick out of this. There's a little history behind what's called St. Patrick's Breastplate. And basically, there was a time in history when, and I read a book once, which said it well, how the Irish saved civilization. And basically, they took copies of the scriptures and took them out of Europe where they were being eradicated, and they kept them in hidden in Ireland. So it's a fascinating story. Check it out. But this is where the St. Patty guy comes from. So here is the breastplate. I rise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through the belief in the threeness, through the confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. I arise today through the strength of Christ's birth with his baptism, his crucifixion and his burial, his resurrection with his ascension, and his descent for the judgment day. I arise today through the strength of the love of the cherubim around the throne, in obedience to angels, in the service of archangels, in hope of resurrection to meet with reward, in prayers of patriarchs, the predictions of prophets, preaching of the apostles, in the faith of confessors, in the innocence of the holy virgins, in deeds of righteous men. I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of sea, stability of the earth, firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from the snares of demons, from temptations of vices, and from everyone and anyone who will wish me ill. Near or far, alone, or in a group, I summon today all these powers between me and those evils, against every cruel, merciless power that may oppose my body and soul, against incantations of false prophets, against black laws of pagandom, against false laws of heretics, against craft of idolatry, against spells of witches and smiths and wizards, against every knowledge that corrupts man's body and soul. Christ, to shield me today, against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to me abundance of reward. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left. Jesus when I lie down, Jesus when I sit down, Jesus when I arise. Messiah in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Messiah in the mouth of everyone who speaks of me. Christ in every eye that sees me. Christ in every ear that hears me. I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. Now, I don't necessarily agree totally with all of St. Patrick's theology, but I just really appreciate the passion that's here, and it's a part of our history, and there are many beautiful things in his breastplate, or truly his confession of what he believed. Kind of important right now, don't you think, to hold to what we really believe? I mean, who's really in control? You know the answer to that.